Hello, good morning. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following path describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote. You are very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote.
Very likely to vote.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
35.
Thank you a lot. And generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone enough on the wrong track?
Right direction.
All right, thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I don't know enough about it to answer that question.
All right, thank you. And since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Probably yes.
Thank you so much. And now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Probably yes.
Thank you. And as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County, Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I will read you a list of these. For example, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan construct a new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
I'm fine with the current proposal.
I love you too, kiddo.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it again?
I'm fine with the current proposal.
All right, thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read you a list. For example, improving public education and local schools, making housing more affordable, improving local roads and infrastructure, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, controlling growth and development, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, reducing traffic and congestion, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety. What of these do you think they have to focus the most?
I can only pick one?
Yes.
Let's say roads, improving roads.
Do you mean reducing traffic and congestion?
No, there was another one you said.
Improving local roads and infrastructure.
Yes, that one.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, you will be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. For example, Grand Traverse County government, you would say that you have an opinion very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. It's the same.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you a lot. Your city or township government?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Thank you a lot. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
All right, thank you. And if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or you do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Trust.
You definitely trust or probably trust?
Probably trust.
Thank you so much. And well, let me tell you that we have completed around 25% of this survey. Thank you so much for your time. And now, there are a number of ways that money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. I am going to read you a list, and you can tell me that you strongly approve, you somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. For example, to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
I'm sorry, did you say we're 25% done with this survey?
Yeah.
I don't think I have any more time. I'm sorry. This is a very long survey.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your opinions are very important to us, and I would thank you if you can give me your answers on of this survey. I promise that I will be into the briefly possible on this case.
I'm sorry. I'm in the car, and I'm gonna have to let you go. I wanted to do your survey, but it's really, really long.
Oh, yeah, I got it. In this case, maybe I can reach you to another time, as we have completed at 25%.
I don't think so. I'm sorry. I recommend you get a shorter survey because this is it's just too much. I'm sorry. Good luck, though.
Oh, I got it. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yep. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.